You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 podcast.
And we have reached the second half of the program. It's been really interesting. A lot of interviews that we have shared with you from our day at the Regions on Wednesday. The commissioner, you heard that a few minutes ago, Hugh Freeze, John Daly. We had Barkley on, Kirby Smart. May have forgotten someone, but we really had a lot of folks. And we will spend most of the rest of the time talking to you. At 855-242-7285, we appreciate your calls, and let's check in with Bob, who is in Kansas. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Paul. I live in Wichita, Kansas, and I'm a regular fan of the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Thank you.
And following the SEC conference. My question was going to be, about a week to 10 days ago, I think it was on my timeline, right, I found out that there was some pretty good change going on in the Alabama football coach department, like over the weekend, like of one time about 10 days ago. And it made pretty big headlines or talk, sports talking item. And I just wanted to know if there was any recent news on that as far as anything going on with respect to changes.
Yeah, Bob, I'm glad you brought that up because that was the one interview I was trying to remember that we had done. We also talked to Greg Byrne, the athletic director at Alabama, while we were in at the golf tournament the other day. He did not add anything new to that story. In fact, I was somewhat surprised that he was still saying nice things about Coach Bohannon, who he had to fire, talking about when he hired him and what he went through. But there has been not one iota of new information on that story in 8 days. What does that tell us? It's leading toward the fact that it was isolated, that it involved only the coach, maybe the person that he was communicating with, but no player, which is very good news. Hey, thank you for calling. Appreciate that very, very much. Let's continue with more phone calls, and Lee is up next. Lee, good afternoon. Lee, you there?
Hey, can you hear me, Paul?
Yes, we sure can.
How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Awesome. First-time caller, long-time listener. I was just going to go ahead and say, before I talk any kind of football, I was just thinking of you and Ken this Mother's Day. I know how tough that can be, and also thinking of Phyllis's family as well.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And, Lee, I'll just say one thing about Phyllis, because I know – we may not have heard, everyone may not have heard us yesterday, but I did have the opportunity to talk to Chris, Phyllis's son, yesterday, right before the show, and he wanted me to express to all of you how appreciative he is and has been to all of the warm greetings that have been posted or communicated to him. I also had the opportunity to talk to Phyllis's niece, Jennifer, and she said very much the same thing. So I appreciate you mentioning that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I hope everything goes okay on that Sunday. The thing that I was actually going to call about, I was going to ask you about the quarterback situation at Auburn with Peyton Thorne. In 2021, you know, he had that monster season, but he also had a lot of tools at his disposal with Jaden Reed and the Jalen Naylor and Keon Coleman being wide receivers, and from what I understand, Auburn has they're pretty thin at that position. So my question was: is what do you think? How do you think it's going to go for him? Not having those tools, and also I heard that he wasn't a dual threat quarterback, but I've watched some highlights of him, and he's sprinted for several yards, and so I was just trying
to figure
out. Yeah,
I think he's somewhat limited, but. Freeze was very upbeat the other day. I talked to him on the air, as people heard, but off the air as well. And I think he's fully understanding of the gap right now between Auburn and Georgia and Alabama. But I am extremely impressed with what he has done in the portal and in generating renewed excitement for Auburn, which was, has been missing, quite frankly, last year or two of Malzahn and every day of his successor. Beth is up next. Hey, Beth.
Well, hey, Paul. How are you?
We're well, Beth. Thank you for checking in.
Well, I talked to you several years ago, five or six. Hadn't called back since, but was hearing your heartfelt thoughts about losing your mom, and just wanted to share that I lost mine very early in age. I'll be 65 in August, and I lost mine when I was 18.
Oh, man.
You know, Beth, I've survived.
I was still, it sounds young now. I was 39 when I lost my
dad. It was young, Paul.
But I lost my dad at 15, and that was the one that that was one of those shattering moments in your life that you don't ever
It was your male figure, your father figure, and I lost my mother figure.
Yeah, and that's why my mother became everything to me, and she became my life in many respects in terms of a guiding post, because nobody's prepared at 15 to deal with anything, let alone what happened. There's no good news in losing anyone, but when you're 15, you're about to be 16, and you forget everything for a while as you grow up. But my mother, it was totally different losing her, and it's still difficult, especially on weekends like this.
Well, it is. But you know, we're all blessed to be here, and I did not know I'd live this long. She died of a heart attack, and she was 42 years old, and I did not know I would still be here. So, and I know I'll see her again.
Well, that Beth, that's exactly right, and I think that's what keeps us all going. You be well, and thank you for sharing that story. Jim is up next.
Paul, if you'll allow me, I want to. I've been looking back in the book that you sent me, that you autographed and said things nice about me and everything, and it's the SEC book. What's the name of it? Let me read it.
My Conference Can Beat Your Conference.
My Conference Can Beat Your Conference by Paul Feinbaum. Yeah, it is really interesting to look back, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. This is something for me, because I nail ye on page 54 to Phyllis from Muggum, because the last half of that, where under what you wrote about me, is all about Phyllis, and it's great stuff, and it's true. And I'm looking at a picture of I-Man, and I-Man is a good looking guy. I didn't realize women are my pick and mates or whatever.
But
I-Man is a really what?
No, I understand. I know what you're trying to say.
I-Man is a really good looking guy. I mean, he has a beautiful, it's just a beautiful countenance he's got. And I'm seeing on the other side of the page, this is all in your book behind, right next to page 148, then the pictures. And it shows a picture of Phyllis, and you said, it's so pro-Bama that she wants to be buried in a houndstooth cat coffin.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that'll happen. And then you said, the only caller to appeal and overturn a lifetime ban from the show. And Phyllis is gorgeous in this picture. She was a pretty woman. I mean, this is a really good-looking color picture of Phyllis. And I tell you what, Paul, if you re-release that book, it might be a solid million seller. I really mean it. I believe it would pick up a lot of people buying that book.
It's a great idea, Jim. And I contemplated a lot of things, and you know that. But I think I've been going down the wrong road. I mean, if there is another book, it's about what we do here, not about what happens.
But I'm literally talking about re-releasing this book.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would need to be updated, but it could be updated. And it's a fantastic idea.
I really believe that, and especially with these great pictures in there, the color pictures with Robert from Iowa on one, all on the same page. Just a great deal. And I of course, Phyllis was the best, I think, of all time. She was the best.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And Jim, we're heading to the break right now, and we have a long time to go before we're done here for this week on a Friday afternoon. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And we're back, and Lee is up next in Ohio. Hello, Lee. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Really enjoy your show. And I got a question for you, Paul. It's kind of along the lines with the SEC. Do you watch True South?
I've seen it.
Oh, it's a really good show. I was just kind of curious if you've watched it. On a theme with Mother's Day, they had an episode where his mother had mental illness, the main character in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd go off screaming in the night, he would say, with a gun. And they wouldn't find her till wee hours in the morning or maybe in the morning. And he left home at 17. And he went back, and they had a show. He went back to his hometown. It was the first time he went back, and he went to his mother's grave.
Hmm.
And it was really riveting.
I will, you know, the camera I will be, obviously, I can go back and I will definitely go back and watch that. Thank you for sharing that. I clearly missed that one. Would like to see it. Matt is in Kentucky. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how you doing today, Paul?
Matt, we are well. Thank you.
I just wanted to basically call in and just, you know, the power the callers have is crazy. Like, I've never met Phyllis, but she was 100% the reason I got hooked to your show. The first time I heard her say Colin Cowherd, I mean, I couldn't turn it off. I have listened, I mean, every day religiously since. And I just want to offer prayers to her and her family. And, man, she was a hell of a woman.
Thank you for saying that, Matt. You be well. You take care of yourself. Dustin in Tulsa, you're on the air. Hello, Dustin.
Hey, Paul, happy Friday.
Thank you.
I'll be brief, but if you'll let me, I want to address a couple things from yesterday. But first of all, William from Maryville, man, if you're going to call somebody out by name 5-6 times on the air for something they did, make sure you're talking about the right person. He called me out 5 or 6 times for a call I didn't make, and what he meant to say was he meant to reprimand Logan, but he kept using my name. It wasn't my name. Also,
that's what happens when you become a celebrity caller. You just get mistaken in the Feinbaum show lineup.
Thanks, I guess. The other thing, he brought up a First Amendment concern. William, you're an attorney. You've passed the bar. You should know that this is the private sector and Paul's a private individual. There is no restriction under the First Amendment here. If they want to, they can censor anyone they want. I don't agree with censorship, but there's no First Amendment concern here. So that was stupid of him to say. The other thing I wanted to address was Logan. I kind of agree with Squirrel. I've kind of thought that Logan was a bit of a cockroach for a while. I haven't liked him. He's spineless. He just kisses your ass from the start to finish of every call. He doesn't have an original thought, and he doesn't have a backbone at all. But I thought it was really disgusting of him to call in twice yesterday. The first call wasn't any good because it was clear he didn't know Phyllis. And on a day that should have been set aside for her remembrance, he had to call and make it about himself. Oh, look at me paying my respects about a woman I didn't know. And it seemed insincere. But then for him to call back that second time and put out, he took a moment to tell us how he felt about politics, took a couple shots at Donald Trump, and what, which I don't care about that. But it was just hypocritical of him to try to pick a fight with Jim and say, you know, we don't talk about politics or religion on the Feinbaum show. First of all, it's not the Logan show. It's the Paul Feinbaum show. We'll talk about whatever the host allows. We don't need Logan to censor anyone for us. But I just thought it was really disgusting for him to call back in again and try to pick a fight with somebody who's already mercurial and do that on a day that really should have been set aside for someone's remembrance. I thought that was disgusting. And Logan, if you're listening, man, take a break. Quit calling for a while. And when you do call back, have an original thought and be able to back it up. Stand up to Paul if he disagrees with you, man. Grow a spine. But as it is right now, you're just a douchebag.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin. I remember when Dustin was a lame caller. Now he's a flamethrower. Man, Dustin is just like taking names. He's gone to the testosterone store, hasn't he? Steroids. I don't know what he's taking, but he's no match for this man right here. I heard this man this morning.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, well, I heard the replay of it on Tetcher and Rich, the number one show in New England. You came in hot today, AC.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. How you feeling? Thank you so much for taking my call. I told you I'm going to take you some business. I'm a free agent. Didn't I tell you? I told you I'm going to take you some business. But, Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling, sir?
I feel great.
Absolutely. You should be. First of all, I want to owe my prayers and condolences to Miss Phyllis. You lost a great caller, sapient of all sapient. But let's put it this way. You know, you had two callers last night. They said, retire the name. I mean, come on. Prayer is more important than retiring someone's name. I think prayer at this point is more important to this person and everybody that passed away. That's just my opinion. Hey, Potter and Rich, they found out this morning who the hell I am because I told you, Mr. Feinbaum, AC is going to take care of some business for you. I did take care of some business for you. Something that legend, Jim, and all the losers that have the balls to do it, a guy from Canada, got it done for you. So, Mr. Feinbaum, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Ron is in Virginia. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call. It's great to be here. Paul,
long-time caller, honored to be on your show, buddy.
Thank you, Ron.
Question for you. Your mama, you're from Memphis. It's killing me. Was your mother a Tennessee Vol fan?
Oh, my goodness, Ron. My mother was born and raised and lived the first half of her life in Brooklyn.
Is that right?
That is correct.
That is something else. That is special. No, I was just curious.
I've told this
Paul,
too many times, and everybody on the show is going to start yawning, but I'm the only Southerner in my family. Everybody else was born in New York. And by the way, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that,
yeah,
Paul.
I mean, sometimes you don't know what blessings are going to find you, but if I had to try to do this show from and say, well, where are you from? I was born in Brooklyn. We might get canceled after 10 minutes.
I hear you. I know what you're saying. And God bless Miss Phyllis. What a wonderful woman she was, Paul. What a great loss to the show and to this earth. A special woman. Now help me say where she was from. I'll say it first. You're going to laugh. Mulga, Alabama. Did I say it right?
You did. And for those who don't know, Mulga is a bedroom community of Birmingham. If you're heading west from downtown Birmingham to Tuscaloosa, it's about 25 minutes down the road, right before I think you get to Hueytown. It's over on the right side if you're driving toward Tuscaloosa. There's Pleasant Grove and there's Mulga.
It's in Jefferson County.
Yeah, it is in Jefferson County. A lot of really small communities. Wonderful place. I've spent a lot of time out there, especially after at Phyllis's invitation, after a devastating tornado about 20 years ago. And she worked out there every single day for months trying to help put that community back on its feet. That's the part of Phyllis that we hardly ever, if ever, talked about, which she gave back. Thank you for the call. Thank you very much, Ron.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Augie is up next in New Orleans. Augie.
Hey, Paul. So you got preempted by Florida and Vanderbilt on TV here. I'm sure that's a compelling game, but I just, first of all, wanted to send my condolences to you and everybody who knew Phyllis. I guess I started calling when she started tapering off calling in. I really didn't get to hear her calls, but the way you guys talk so much about her, she must have been really a great caller. And sorry I missed her. And prayers to all of her friends, family, and you, who I'm sure she considered you a friend and somebody that was in her life, just like everybody else who calls. So you do have an impact on everybody that calls you, Paul, and you're very gracious with the way you honor and appreciate your callers. So I think that's a rare quality in talk show hosts. I think you really feel like people are more than just time fillers in a slot for you. So I hope, since I didn't know her and I didn't listen to her, hopefully Dustin doesn't consider me somebody calling you who is a fake sympathy giver, because, you know, recently I've had people send me their sympathy over the phone and through social media, and you know it does matter. It makes a difference. So again, thank you for all of that, Paul. And
thank you,
I wanted to call you a couple of weeks ago. You know, I've been in this LSU baseball tirade, right?
We've heard you.
And you know what happened last week? They lost the series to Auburn. Now, I respect Auburn as a college, as a university, as a program, but let's face it, their baseball program isn't great. We go and drop a series to Auburn. I don't know what LSU baseball is doing, Paul, but they're not doing what they advertised they would do. You got to have Jay Johnson on before the season's over, and you need to ask him to explain why the best baseball team that supposedly ever existed is struggling. Now, we did beat Northwestern State University this week in a midweek game, which is a great accomplishment because, you know, we lost to Louisiana Lafayette and Nicholls State the prior 2 weeks. But you got to have Jay Johnson on, and you got to have him explain what's going on with the LSU baseball team, because they are not performing the way to the degree they should be and as advertised. So I'm still fed up with them, Paul. They were supposed to be in Omaha. They were supposed to win it all.
Yeah, but you know
struggling.
Something, Augie? We heard this last year. KP and all the gurus said the Tennessee baseball team is the best they've ever seen, and they didn't even make it to Omaha. So baseball is very much like basketball. It's what you do.
Anyway.
It's what you do last. And I frankly think you're a terrible fan, Augie. I mean, you're just you sit around bitching and complaining about your team every week, and they may very well win the College World Series, and the egg will be on your face then.
It will be, and I hope it is, but they will have dragged us through hell getting there.
Well, that is their concern. It is not yours.
Yes, it is. As a fan, I think
baseball is a very different game. And I, by the way, I mean, if they get knocked out in the Super Regional or don't win, you're going to call in and remind us, and that's fine. But I just think because of the irrelevance of some of the complaints that you have made about midweek games and things like that, I just think you ought to just sit tight and see how it plays out versus being a Monday morning quarterback every single day on this show.
Hey, well, it's not midweek games.
That rant was brought to you by the LSU Athletic Department.
That's right. Tell Scott Woodward I want
Scott
my money
Woodward
back.
Is on. He's got an open line right now. He's listening, and he approves that ad.
Well, I do have a solution. Make Kim Mulkey the coach, because you know she knows
about
baseball.
Did I read yesterday that Ed Orgeron is engaged?
Really? Oh yeah. My God, to that
be careful.
Like 23-year-old girl.
I don't
whatever.
Know how what her age is, but I thought somebody sent me that on Twitter that he was engaged.
Well, as long as he doesn't come back as a special assistant or anything related to the LSU football program, I'm all for it. Now, you know, Paul, you gave me hell when I said we should have fired Ed Orgeron after we lost to that Mississippi State team the first game after we won the national title.
And Augie, let me assure you, it was not a sincere admonition. I agreed with you. I just did not want Ed to hear it.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
I agreed with you on that. I thought Ed was terrible, but... So have we confirmed that Ed's engaged or not? Ed Orgeron is engaged. Is he registered? I wanted to send him a fork or something. Can't afford any more than that. Ted is up next. Hey, Ted, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Listen, I got a number of things. But number one, Mother's Day. It's a wonderful day. You talk about losing your dad when you were 15. I lost my mom when I was 19, and I happened to be between my freshman and sophomore years at Christian Brothers in Memphis.
Yeah.
And there was also that call yesterday and the follow-up call you had today regarding Logan. I really appreciate that guy that called today, because I was going to call in and offer the same thing, that he seemed to be so angry and so upset, but yet, on the other hand, so hypocritical. And that just isn't... He stated he wanted fair treatment, but he did just the opposite, and that was not called for. And also, just appreciate your show very much. I really do. Hope being here in Bama, although I was born in Chicago, hope Bama does well in the tournament. But you do a good job, Paul. You really do. And you're so empathetic to people. And the people really appreciate that.
Ted, thank you. Thank you very much for saying that. And Let's talk again. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Greg is up next in Florida. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Paul. How's it going? First time caller.
Thank you.
Hey, so I have a question. I'm a newer football fan, maybe last 5 or so years. My daughter just graduated from UGA about a year ago. And, you know, as I'm following and listening to everybody talk crap about Stetson Bennett, and then I'm like, okay, well, let's look at it from accomplishments and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, Stetson won 2 championships, Heisman runner-up. Yeah, he's a smaller guy, but, you know, maybe he'll do well. Obviously, he went 4th round. But then everybody's like, Stetson's small. But then Bryce Young is about the same size as Stetson, and he's 1st-round draft pick. But then you got Anthony Richardson, who hasn't done crap and gets, you know, drafted in the 1st round. Can you kind of explain why that might be?
Well, Bryce Young is a one-of-a-kind player, so I think that's part of the conversation. Anthony Richardson projects as one of the great athletes to ever come into the draft. You've heard all that. And I think that separates him from Stetson Bennett. I think Stetson Bennett is in a good spot, but he just did not wow anyone with his deliverables, which may or may not be important in the long term, but they certainly influence and impact NFL GMs. And he never connected well with them. I don't know from a testing standpoint how he did. I can't imagine why it would have mattered that much. But in essence, and I'll just be blunt, the NFL scouts and the NFL GMs did not like him. Simple as that. We'll take a break. Your phone calls are welcome right here at 855-242-7285. We're here for a couple hours, and we will talk to you when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Here on Friday afternoon, Tyler is up next in Kentucky. Hello, Tyler.
How you doing, Paul?
Very well, thank you.
I just had a quick thought. Just wanted your perspective on it. I'm a Kentucky fan, so I don't have an axe to grind here. But I hear, you know, for the last few weeks about the baseball coach from Alabama, and then prior to that, the Brandon Miller stuff, and then the transfer from Wichita State. I was reading a story. I think 8 or 10 players from Georgia have been arrested in the last year, some for as serious as false imprisonment, a couple DUIs. But nobody, there doesn't seem to be a big a deal made about that one. But my thought is, do you feel like the money they're getting from NIL and the success that they're having in their craft, do you think it's allowing these kids to feel like they're untouchable?
Well, I think it's a fair point, Tyler. It's one of the most essential aspects of college football is discipline. And it's a regimented sport. And I think it is more difficult when players are up for bid, and then the second you pay a player, whatever you pay him, and I'm using it literally, although we all know there's a roundabout way you do it, to get him in line. And I think that's a challenge for coaches. I think we're now fairly early into NIL, a year and a half, almost 2 years in, and it's hard to make a scientific evaluation, but I think it's a legitimate concern, yes.
I know there were a lot of arrests, you know, in college athletics before, but it just seems like now that they've gotten the ability to make money off themselves, it's really exploded as the number of arrests that are occurring just across college athletics in general.
You know, I think there's I'm going to defer to someone either in law enforcement or a sociologist because I'm not an expert on that field, but I think there are a lot of ways to get in trouble nowadays, and I think some of it involves the fact that everything is being recorded. I don't know if I can go beyond that, but there have always been issues on college campuses, and you combine youth and alcohol and whatever else, and it's a bad combination. I can assure you. I've seen it firsthand. You have. We all have.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whether you want to draw a straight line to NIL, I'm not sure whether that's the main reason, but it's certainly, if you're making a lot of money, first of all, you have a lot of money. Over time, most college kids don't have a lot of money. So if you have more money, are you more likely or liable to get in trouble? I'm going to let some callers answer that one. Hunter is up next in Alabama. Hello, Hunter.
Hey, yo.
Hey there.
So, got a question. What's up? So, got a question for you, bro.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to win it all in the college football season?
I apologize. I inadvertently hung up on you. I'll get you back. I was literally moving my hand, and I knocked the guy off. He asked a very legitimate question for mid-May. Who's going to win? Randy, you got a pick? Who's Georgia going to win it all? Ohio State? Right now, Georgia and Ohio State would be my two. Yeah. Top picks, but sorry for knocking you off the air midway through a question. That's a faulty talk show host, not anything else. Andy is in Arkansas. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Can I comment real quick before I get to my meaning for my call? The caller before the last guy that got hung up on, but man, they got me thinking. He's right. You know, when I got no money in my pocket, I act differently. But when I get paid out on a job, I am footloose, fancy free, walking tall, feeling bulletproof. He might have a point.
Yeah, that's why I really want to let that marinate for a minute, and we can talk about it throughout the rest of the show. But most college guys when they get to the transformation from high school to college is dramatic. And the same guy who was in your kitchen begging you to sign is now treating you like dirt. But it's not that's not as easy to do anymore. If you're a college coach, knowing that the top level players can walk out of there in 2 seconds and go somewhere else, how are you managing that? And it's a great question. I've talked to a few coaches about it, and they're very careful how they answer that question.
Can I touch on a little bit about Phyllis and Tammy, if I may? And I am new. I'm relatively new to your show. I had to Google Phyllis. I had to, because you were in such a somber and distraught mood, and I thought, wait a minute, this lady's important. So I did. I spent about 3 hours, and holy cow, I came away with understanding, not being able to be honored to listen at that time frame, but it also made me appreciate your show more. But I was around for Tammy, and that's what hooked me, because I was just kind of fishing around, you know, sports talk radio is where it's at all day for me. And I remember Tammy, and I thought, holy cow, who is this guy, Paul Feinbaum, who allows his callers to just, you know, and that's the beauty of your show. So I would also like to touch on that Orgeron and Razorback baseball, if I may.
Sure.
So you just told me that he got engaged. Can you imagine him doing the wedding vows?
No.
And I was laughing in my truck thinking, what if he nicknamed her Tiger? So that way at the end of every night he could say, go Tiger, you know, with a mouth. He always reminded me of Fred Flintstone with a mouthful of gravel. I don't know why. And then, Paul, I am really impressed with what the Razorbacks have done this year in baseball. All teams have losses, but these were crucial pitching losses and things like that. Could you please comment on that, man? I appreciate your show.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Razorbacks. I still feel like from the 18 season, the Razorbacks are due to win a College World Series. I hope it happens. Thank you for the call. And Giovanni is in Mississippi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How you doing?
We are great. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, man. I've been wanting to get this question off my chest with you for a minute. Okay, so we've been talking about this last year. So how did you feel about the way Lincoln Riley has flipped the transfer protocol and taking guys from Georgia and all that and really done made USC look like a top three team to mine?
Giovanni, I think Lincoln Riley right now is at the cusp of competing for a national championship. Yeah, he might be able to do it this year because he has arguably the best player in the country and he's got some compliments. But if he could have even an average defense, which he didn't have last year, I think he can do it. It made SC a contender. It hurt Oklahoma badly. I think Oklahoma might recover this year from a recruiting standpoint, but it's a great observation. We have an hour to go. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a ring. One more hour to go for this week, and we will be back right after this.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.